Welcome to episode 362 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time here, let me tell you what it's like to listen to an episode of the 8-Bit Geek. Let me tell you what it's like around here. It's kind of like the coronavirus affecting the UFC. You know, you're trying to figure out how to generate some money. So what do? You hold a Mortal Kombat match on a remote island, of course. Dummies. After you tweet it out, after all the news stations and the magazines and outlets are all talking about it, saying, what a crazy cool idea. It gets shut down almost instantly by ESPN and Disney. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who also got shut down by Disney.
Not yet. Saga's still happening. They haven't shut us down yet. I'm feeling pretty good about it so far. I'm Doug.
Probably. I'm Kevin.
Kevin's just
waiting for my cue.
Kevin's just waiting. He's like, his hands
arms are
up.
Getting
He's
tired.
Like, how long, Kevin? How long do I?
Man, did they shut that shit down?
Oh yeah, yeah. They were like, yeah, we can't do that.
I'm surprised NetherRealm Studios didn't sue.
I'm also stream it online, man. Who gives a fuck?
Maybe you can get Joe Rogan to dress up as Kano.
Just don't put any like trademark properties or whatever on there. You know, like don't use the official UFC logo or whatever Disney or I guess Disney owns ESPN. I don't know what the fuck they have. I mean, I guess just airing it. Fuck them. Air it online like everyone else. If a church service can stream their shit, they can stream theirs too.
I need to see hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yep.
I
so it won't happen.
The island and, stuff, and I was like, oh my God. Like, this is insane.
Yeah, the man is just buying his own private island and he was planning on just being Shang Tsung. Like, let's do this.
I have sent out documents to warriors from around the world.
And in another realm.
Oh, that would have been great if we just sent out like scrolls for their contracts.
Oh, that would have been sick. The thing is, like, if it's on a remote island, you ain't got to worry about the FCC. Yeah. You don't have to worry about the United States government. Fuck that. You're in international waters. Do whatever the fuck you want, bud.
Maritime law.
Yeah, suddenly Michael Bluth shows up.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull up the story here. UFC 249 has been canceled. He said he got a call from the highest level at ESPN and its parent company, Disney, that the powers that be there asked me to stand down and not do the event.
God. Crazy. All the while tonight, Raw, WWE Raw is coming back live.
Oh, wait. Maybe I had it confused. So 249 is shut down, but he goes on to say that the fight island is real.
The fight island.
He vowed that UFC would be the first sport back and the fight island is real.
You think it's the same island from that that Ja Rule, like that failed
I don't want to be a fest?
God, if they don't do fight like 250 or whatever the fuck this one would be, Fight Island, if they don't like mimic this after like the most dangerous game, which is the book about the dude on the island who hunts people for sport.
Oh like, yeah, I see that.
They're doing it wrong. Because that's what needs to happen.
The people who the media was criticizing him in March. And he called his media critics the weakest, wimpiest people on earth.
What the fuck?
All right, Trump.
Very, very, very on-brand statement for somebody who wears like a fucking just UFC. Like, what's the, trying to think of that shitty UFC.
Oh, it's that, the Ed Hardy.
Like, Ed Hardy, there you go.
You know, I, man, this is the problem I have when it comes to guys like that. It's just, it, he's the atypical, fucking just piece of shit, like, gets his feelings hurt, and then he lashes out at people, and he's just a bully, and he's a cool guy. He's a bro. Fucking sissies.
Well, like I said, like Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trump's a bro?
No, he's a bro. He's that kind of person who is when he gets butt hurt, he lashes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's accurate.
Yeah. Just like, oh, bunch of wusses. The fake liberal media, the fake news. It's the fucking worst.
Man. I mean, to put about Fight Island.
Yeah. Someone should put Trump on Fight Island. That's, you know what? I've never paid for a fucking fight, like a pay-per-view fight. I would hands down pay for it.
You know, it doesn't even have to be a fight. It's just survival. Like, it's just how long can he survive? And you know what? Give him a fridge, too, full of food. Well, let's and even give him some tools, and let's just see what happens.
McDonald's hamburgers.
Oh man, give him the hamburgers on a platter.
So that picture just summed up so many things about this.
Well, oh, lovely. If you like what we're talking about.
UFC and Trump UFC. And McDonald's.
If we've just offended you,
I like one of those.
Sorry, we may not be for you.
Sometimes we're not even for ourselves. Right,
that's
now.
True. And you know, we don't get too political. Just once every other episode.
It's once every seven episodes. It's like a full moon. It happens every like what is it once a month or something?
It feels like it at this point.
But if you like what we're talking about, you're having some fun, and you're just like, yeah, fuck yeah, these guys know what's funny. They know how to make funny. You know what? They are funny.
They know how to make funny.
You can visit our website to learn more about us at www.the8bitgeek.com. You'll find links over there for our other shows that we do. You'll also find a link to our Discord where you can hang out and chit-chat. And we have a link over to our Patreon. If you feel like giving... as little as $5 a month, we give you some extra content, and it goes a long ways. And then we're really thankful for the people who do give, even during these hard times. You still come out of your pockets, and it's wonderful because it makes the show that much better. So we appreciate you, and we thank you. Mm-hmm. Without further ado, we're going to get into Amazon Adventures, brought to you by Amazon, not a sponsor. This is the part of the show where we get to read funny reviews left on Amazon products, and Doug is up with a treadmill.
The verified purchase.
Nice.
1 star.
Oh.
Dangerous, life-threatening, and worse customer service.
Oh, okay.
I waited for almost 2 months before I write this review.
Damn.
We're off to a great start. Not only because I'm still recovering from the accident that I had on the very first day and very first time I used this treadmill. I've been using various treadmills from past 15 years, and I never had any issues using them. This machine was assembled by a technician who was FaceTiming his manager for instructions and guidance, and nice. That should have alerted me. But I ignored that fact, and once he left, because he was rushing to meet his girlfriend for a date.
It's never a good sign.
He did not provide any instructions or demo. I was excited to try the new equipment out, so I pressed check to the first automated program, Iceland 1, and started walking.
Okay.
While I was paying attention to the instructions that the woman on my video screen was providing, the speed went from 3.5 to 7.5 in just a few seconds, making me lose my balance.
Oh.
I banged my face on the treadmill handle, lost my grip, and got stuck between the wall and the high-speed moving treadmill running belt, which has tiny spikes that scrape my skin on my left upper arm, shoulder, back, outer right thigh, resulting in a second degree burn.
Oof.
I am still healing and recovering from the accident, and the material trauma and shock will take much longer. Jesus. Mental, not...
Yeah, I was like, material shock?
The mental trauma and shock will take much longer. Every time I see the treadmill, my heart starts racing. But this doesn't end here. My power trips every time I try to start the equipment. And the inclination automatically sets to high. If you love your life, I would suggest not buy this equipment. That's a photo great. Of the burn.
Oof.
It looks like
I can't tell what part of the body that is.
Arm.
The...
I think it's the arm. It's the shoulder and arm, yeah.
Ouch. It kind of looks like a basketball player from Double Dribble on the Nintendo.
Oh, the actual burn.
Yeah, look at it. Like you see a basketball on the right-hand side?
Yeah.
Yes.
Double Dribble.
That's funny.
Mine is going to be a shock ball hot potato game.
Oh, God.
5 stars. Buy this and chase around your coworkers.
Oh, no. HR.
I bought this for work and used it to scare individuals in my office. Update. 8:15. Receive ball and tried it out. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Not bad. Update. 9:03. A coworker saw me casually fondling it at the daily scrum meeting. He looked interested and scared upon seeing the metal nodes. Update 9:22. Today I chased someone really annoying out of my office. I managed to shock them remotely by holding the ball in one hand and touching them in the other. Update 10:04. A coworker has filed a lawsuit against me for chasing them with the ball. For the record, the ball was not active at the time, and they merely ran on instinct. It was probably the right choice. Update 11:01. Ongoing lawsuits and litigation against my person continue. I fear for my children.
Jesus. Oh my God! I remember this.
That took a very quick turn.
Yeah. Well, hot potato. Oh man.
Kev,
well, I've got a surgical mask this week. My name is Steve, and I've got a 5-star verified purchase.
Mm-hmm.
This is the right mask for the job. Now this is the best mask ever. So far, I have robbed 3 banks and a liquor store while wearing this mask in broad daylight. No one recognizes me. My voice is heard clearly through the fabric, and it's downright comfortable to wear. 416 people found this helpful. That's true. I thought about that. Like, there's so many people walking around in masks these days. It's like, really, like, camera-wise, like, they're not going to be able to fucking find anyone.
Seriously.
I went for a walk tonight after dinner, and it doesn't have to do with a mask, but along those lines, because of the situations that we're in. And I had this woman just cross the street from us. We were going to do it first, but then she just did it, and we were like, okay, that's cool. And then she looked over at us, and she went, I didn't cross the street because I felt a way about you social distancing. And we were like, oh, no, we were going to do the same exact thing. So don't even worry about it. But it's just so fucking strange.
It is, dude.
I didn't mean anything by it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to get sick.
Right.
Like, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I understand.
It's so strange. Like, we went and picked up food today. We're trying to support local restaurants here. And it just reminded me of every movie that I've seen about the apocalypse, like drawn out papers in the windows, like printed out stuff that says stay in your car. It's for your safety. Stuff that's it's so haunting every time I see it, you know, especially when you're driving by small businesses who can't afford the banners and they're handwriting it. And mm-hmm. And you're just like, Jesus Christ.
It's real pretty crazy. Nuts, man. It's surreal. And it's crazy how fast things can fall apart is really what it's teaching us.
Classic has subscribed for 29 months. Mm-hmm. And he says, Jer, this is your lawyer. I told you not to speak of the ball incident at work. I'm sorry. I just had to tell the story. Speaking of stories, let's get into it. And we've got some huge news. Bob Iger is returning to running Disney amid the coronavirus crisis, which was crazy because a few weeks ago we talked about Disney and how he got out at the right time. And, you know, he goes on to talk about the crisis and everything. He goes, you know, I was set to walk away, but, you know, with 15 years of experience behind running Disney and knowing it, and you know, I'm going to take it back over and work through this and not leave our new CEO up for just to fucking die.
Yeah. We did talk about it. Cause I was like, yo, Bob chose the best time to duck mm-hmm. the fuck out. Like, whoop, park's about to go, take a huge hit. I'm out. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but now this is I think a good move on his hand, on his part, especially because no matter what happens, like whoever's in charge is going to be the one who's going to be remembered for whatever happens. And if Disney takes a huge financial hit because of this, because their parks are like 70% of their fucking money, mm-hmm. Then, you know, like this new guy, like that would be his legacy.
Yeah. He'd be the fall guy for it.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate for him. Especially since he wasn't necessarily, that wasn't like a plan. Like, yeah, put this guy in charge. Who gives a shit? Like, we'll blame it all on him and not on Bob. Which, it shouldn't be blamed on anybody. Because, I mean.
No one can blame.
Yeah, this wasn't like a faulty PR move or some shit that then like caused the company to fail. This is like a global pandemic that, I mean, we should have been prepared for that we weren't.
Oh, man, this is not a response. He's still going to come out of this looking like.
I think that having Bob in charge, a good guy points for him for not pushing this off onto the next guy, the new guy. And then also he's done so much for the company in regards to like profit and growth with the parks and the movie franchises and purchasing Star Wars and Marvel and all these and Fox and all these like IPs and properties and whatnot. Like that's what he's going to be remembered for more than this. Like he has a huge enough career within Disney to vastly overshadow any sort of like financial losses that they face in this. So but again, had it been just been the new guy, whatever his name is, Chapek, like that guy would have been fucked. I mean, like, but we would have been talking about how Chapek fucked it up or whatever, even though he
good
didn't.
Job bro.
Yeah, even though he didn't, right? But like that would have stayed with him for a long time.
I still think that this makes Iger look even better and Disney better, because in the fact that you're talking the narrative will be, oh my God, can you believe what it would have been like if Bob didn't come back? Like, even if they lose billions, he's still going to be seen as a savior because of the fact that he came back and stepped in and helped the company back to get back out of this crisis. And so it'll be really interesting to watch and see, especially for Disney, because they have those parks and, you know, our president is talking about trying to reopen America and trying to do it as quickly as possible, which is, you know, you can have your own opinion about it. Our opinion on it is the fact that it's going to be a disaster. It's just going to we're going to have a secondary outbreak. You know, especially if you open these parks back up and people start filing into them and, you know, it's just going to spread again. So
it'll spike again. And
yep.
The main thing about whole flattening the curve is really, I mean, like a lot of people are still going to get it, but at least give the medical staff enough time and space to work on saving everyone. That's the biggest problem, is there's so many people getting sick so fast that there's not enough people around to save everyone. And they have to make choices. It's like, if they can just get enough people that, like, if it spreads over time slowly, then we're better off.
I mean, yeah, very true. But also in the same token there, it's a matter of, you know, if we stay indoors, you're talking hundreds of thousands getting it versus hundreds of millions getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's true. Just one of those things, but that's what we kind of face, and it'll be interesting to see from that perspective how they operate with the parks and everything. But you know what's helping just a tiny bit is, of course, they have Disney Plus, and they just hit 50 million subscribers in 5 months, and of course the coronavirus helps with that as well.
Oh yeah, I mean that was apparently their 5-year goal.
Jesus.
And, yeah, and they're coming up on that already. And yeah, I mean, one, obviously the release in Europe will obviously help those spike those numbers. But then also, yeah, you've got families and stuff that are like can't leave their home, especially those with children and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking perfect, man. It's just constant Disney content.
Well, and also great starting price point. I mean, mm-hmm. Netflix is what, $8.99, $9.99 for the bare minimum?
Yeah.
Well, Disney's $6.99 and you get a ton of content. I mean, yeah, it's self-explanatory. Like, they really came out guns blazing, especially the deal that you guys got. Where was it, like $69 for like 3 years or something?
It was 140.
Yeah, 140.
But still, unbelievable price.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was still, I mean, yeah, if you gotta think, I mean, you're spending, was a year, was about $70 a year, roughly. I think that's what. 75, something like that, a year. So we essentially paid for 2 years up front and got 3 years out of it. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Legit.
Not bad.
And you know there's going to be good content on there.
It's at least two seasons of The Mandalorian. So.
Mm-hmm. And let's see what else we got here. Trolls. I don't know if you guys heard about this movie. Is it the second movie or the third in the series?
Second.
Yeah. So, is this the one with the brothers?
It is.
Not really. according to Doug.
Yeah. Well,
did you already see it?
Yeah, we watched it this weekend. So the thing about the brothers being in it is that they got high in Portland about 3 years ago, and they recorded a podcast. And we're joking about, hey, you know what'd be really funny is if we got cast, we should get cast in the Trolls 2 movie. Like, because we know they're going to make one. We should make it our goal to do it. So they made a podcast called, like, the McElroy brothers will be in Trolls 2, was the name of the podcast. And they did it.
They spoke that shit into reality.
Yeah, over the past few years, they've done a handful of episodes here and there, talking with their agent, meeting voice actors and things like that on the show to talk about their chances. And then, yeah, they did it, and they got a bunch of like various character roles. Apparently they like recorded all the parts, each one recorded all the lines, and then they had no idea who got what part until they released like the character posters with who they had.
Oh, okay.
And so that's when they found out like who got what voice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, Justin has a character in like the first 2 minutes of the movie, and it's probably the biggest of their cameos, and he's only on screen for 20 seconds max.
Hey,
and then the other ones just show up here and there, but it's so fucking funny.
You're still in it.
It's still, they made it happen.
Yeah, man. Hey, exactly. And that's their whole thing. We're like, we don't care what size, but like, we just, the tiniest of parts, we don't give a shit. We just want to be in this movie. And sure,
did they all have speaking roles?
Yes.
Well, there you go. You are now, you're in the union. You are in the Actors Guild. Congrats.
I think they already got that because they had their reality show, didn't they? They did their like show for.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It wasn't a reality show.
Well, you know what I mean, but like their like okay, quote unquote reality show.
It was their show. It was the My Brother, My Brother and Me in a TV form instead of just a podcast.
Yeah, like the Spider Day. I love that one.
Yeah,
the Spider Parade.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trolls has opened to the biggest digital debut of all time,
and it's because of the brothers. I guarantee you they probably got at least 300,000 people, because that's about how big their audience is. I'm guessing probably bigger than that at this point.
It's got to be bigger than that.
I would say 300,000 people of their audience probably watched this movie this weekend. Just easily.
I could say, yeah, I could agree.
I wonder if they get paid. I wonder, I would love to see the financials behind this. Like, because
no, I think they got paid the flat $400 or something for the roles.
No, not for them, just for like the
Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake
for the actual movie. So versus like coming out in a theater versus being released digitally, like how big were those numbers and how did it compare? You know, that's what I want to see, because it was number one across all major platforms. Amazon, Comcast, Apple, Vudu, Google, YouTube, Fandango. So
I wonder so price wise, I mean, like cost wise, it's got to save them some money, because they're not, I mean, they're getting like the money directly from the service instead of having to go through the theater.
Well, they always, the way that the theater system works is they get 98% of ticket sales. Like the ticket, the theaters only make like a buck or something like that on every ticket sold. Well, all the theater profits come from nothing but concessions.
Ah, okay.
So, and that's just how historically it's always been, is that the studios weird. Always get the profit. Okay, so that's all I have for movie news. That's it. There's not a lot going on. Because all productions have stopped, you know. So I searched high and low, but that's it. But we do have some interesting news to talk about. I think the same day last week when we had our show, or maybe the day after, maybe Tuesday, I think, Sony released their controller for the PS5, what it's going to look like and what the functions are, and they're calling it a DualSense controller. And then everybody on the internet just went in on them choosing the color scheme.
I was going to say, white is terrible. Because yeah. What does white do?
Fingerprints.
Turns yellow. Dirt. Especially with multiple hand use and stuff. Like,
I'm sure that this is just, they're just like, oh, let's have fun with it. I'm sure there's going to be so many different color combinations.
Just that's black, please. I just want, yeah, I don't want anything that's going to show my grimy ass hands.
I do love that, like, people were mocking it and they were doing side by side photo comparisons with Avengers Endgame, like the outfits that they wore when they were traveling through time.
Yep. So, that's, I mean, it'll be cool. It'll be all right.
Ah, it's so good. I mean, I'm excited to see what, because they're going to have a microphone on this too. So, there you
that's
go.
One of the, but, that's one of their senses. That's one of the that cool. Make up the dual senses.
That's stupid. Dual sense, touch and speech.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speech and hearing, because they have a speaker through it too.
Well, no, the other dual sense is the full on touch screen.
Yeah.
Like it has haptic feedback or something on the touch screen and shit. I don't know. So now you can play your mobile games. I don't know.
Cool.
Clash of Clans PS5 exclusive.
But it finally, they're doing, did they already have this in the PS4 where it was like active pressure sensing in the triggers, or was that this Xbox?
That's been going on since, I mean, both of them, but the PS3 started with the active pressure, like the pressure
sensitive. I don't know what they call it, but they, yeah, I just, for some reason they made a big deal about it. Maybe it's new motors or something in there.
Maybe new vibration motors, because Xbox had the more, they had the crazy different vibrations, and that's what the Xbox controller is good for.
Yeah. So, anyways, I mean, it looks dope. You know, we'll all get one when it comes. I sure hope it comes in the box.
In a box? No.
No box. They're like, sorry guys, in order to keep costs down, you're just getting the PS5 this time around, and it's still $499.
Yeah, no controllers.
No games, no controllers. Also, the SSD.
No power supply.
If you want they're going to treat it like a fucking computer. It comes with a regular hard drive. If you want the SSD, it's going to be an extra $99. If you.
I mean, using the PS Plus or the PS4 and the PS4 Pro.
So, you guys know about the ESRB, right? The rating system here in the U.S. I'm sure you've heard of it once or twice.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
They're going to now warn players of loot boxes in games. even though 90% of games are purchased online.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it'll be good for parents who still live in the Stone Ages who go to GameStop to buy games.
Oh, not for long.
That's the truth. Yeah, it's just going to, it'll say, you know, T for teen, whatever, and then underneath will be a new little box that says in-game purchases includes random items, in parentheses.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still look that stuff up online. That stuff, even though if you don't buy the game, like, physically and stuff, that all that's still available online. So, yeah, you're talking about parents going to GameStop. I mean, they could still look the game up and see what all it is.
They don't know how to use it. Yeah,
and when the trailer starts, they always have to have that, too.
Did you just say they don't know? Dude, that's us.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's people our age.
Hey.
We are the parents now. Yeah.
Guys.
That's you, bud, with your fucking 12-year-old over here, man.
We are an anomaly. I've learned this, that I'm sad to say that my wife, she has real issues with the internet. She has issues, and she has trouble. She needs help navigating sometimes.
Well, okay, no, your wife is the anomaly now. I'm as someone who's currently working in IT at a university with, like, I will tell you, you'd be fucking surprised. I mean, the volume of calls we thought we were going to be getting because everyone had to work from home has been significantly less, and people were very able to adapt and get done what they needed to get done. Most of the calls we get are honest, like, I don't remember my password, which one I just send them to a website to reset their password. It's not at all what we thought it was going to be. People are way more, I mean, it's not my parents, you know what I mean? Like, it's not those type of, my parents are good with the internet too.
All right, listen, I'm just saying.
It's almost impossible. Like, don't get me wrong, there are people who are just, like, Katie's mom is dumb when it comes to the internet. Like, just an absolute moron. And, like, she gets on Facebook.
Damn.
She shares Facebook stories because she's trying to take a photo of herself or whatever. So she has these Facebook stories that are literally just her, like, look at her fucking phone. Sorry for those that are audio listeners. That was me cross-eyed looking at my phone trying to, like, focus on it because she's dumb because she doesn't get it. But then you have, like, yeah, my parents and stuff. Like, my dad's working from home. He, like, this ain't nothing for him. I'm gonna say your wife is the anomaly now.
I mean, I guess that I'll agree with you, but before I fully commit to that agreement, I'm just gonna need to see at least 1 month of data to back up your claim. If you could bring that from work, and then I'll bring my data as well, and we'll compare.
Okay.
So. He's just gonna, and also,
you wanna know how many calls I had today?
I can't take that. I need printed data.
I have spreadsheets that I keep track of all the calls, how long I'm on the call.
Okay, but I need it on a dot matrix printer.
Okay, Grandpa.
And I need you to come, and we'll type it up on the typewriter.
Excuse me?
Hey, okay, so guys, I have some information about Twitch. Because they're clearing up things finally for people about the nudity and attire guidelines. So
good. It's about time.
I want you guys to know what you can do and what you can't do. Okay?
Can I go shirtless?
I'm glad that you asked. So Twitch has banned streamers, of course, for wearing any suggestive clothing, and it never really said what it considered to be suggestive. Rather, the guidelines stated that we have recommended creators wear attire that are, publicly appropriate for the context.
Because they don't want people doing inappropriate. It makes sense. Like, it did before.
Yeah, especially you show up on front page.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there was times where it was like, you know, but because they just said, no, it's across the board, male and female, you must be fully clothed.
Yeah.
Because, like dudes couldn't game without their shirts on.
So here's here are the new rules. The rules state that based on a standard level of coverage, you can't broadcast nude or partially nude. You must cover the area extending from your hips to the bottom of your pelvis and buttocks. Those presenting as women must cover their nipples and can't expose the underside of their breasts. However, cleavage is unrestricted as long as you meet those requirements. Swimsuits, breastfeeding, and body painting are also allowed, providing that genitals and nipples aren't visible for women.
For women. Dude nipples.
Dude nipples. You can so totally go fine. Shirtless, man. All day.
Sweet. About time I can finally go shirtless in my streams. Doug, it's your time, man. You've been waiting so long for this.
Fuck yeah.
Watch. You take it off and instantly get banned.
Yeah, we all get banned.
Because our chests look like boobies.
Yeah, how would they know that we took our shirts off? Because we're hairy men.
That's true. It's our undershirts.
Can't see under anything. No matter.
Very true.
Ed says, you won't. No balls. You're right.
Damn. Ed calling out his friend.
Kev, I'm calling you out.
I make money getting that. What are you calling me out? They know I will.
He's obviously talking about you.
Me? There's videos. I've made money.
Yeah,
off
yeah, yeah. That was back in your 20s. That Let's was see you now in your 40s.
I was 30. Yeah. Yeah, no. No. That shit has failed.
All right, guys. Listen, Google
says, let them boys fly, Kev.
Oh, boy. And these days they are a flying.
Oh, boy.
Classic just came in with $50. Oh. Kev, read that.
He says, game on, gentlemen. Thank you, Classic.
I think that means he wants our shirts to come on.
Yeah, there you go, Jer. You're up.
Oh, no, no, no. I just got done doing a study for my, I had a heart monitor on for the last 8 days. I got patches.
Even better. Oh, I got patches too.
You ain't seeing this.
Oh, but Kev ironed his patches on.
Yeah.
Oh. He's wearing a punk vest underneath.
I'm so punk rock, my hair has even got patches on it.
Kev, I want to see it.
It's all dead Kennedys and no effects.
Give me
hell yeah.
Give me a little bit of underboob.
Underboob?
Yeah, just raise them up to your nipples.
Why? This is an audio podcast. It's not helping anyone.
Just raise them up.
Yeah. Wow.
Raise them up.
Rachie's over in the chat going like, oh, God.
Yeah.
We will describe.
Now's the time to bail. Bail, Rachie, bail.
All right, back to it. Google is giving you Stadia now.
Oh, boy.
Just like Google Plus, huh?
Yep. Here we go.
Yep. So there's a catch.
Of course.
So it's not the full-time tier. It's confirmed that anybody who signs up will get 2 free months of Stadia Pro with instant access to 9 games, including Grid, Destiny 2, and Thumper. Pro is the premium tier that provides Game Pass-esque access to certain games. Existing Pro subscribers won't be charged for the next 2 months because and then you can sign up and stuff, but after that it's gonna cost you monthly fee. But you still can't access this shit on your computer. You still have to have the hardware
go to the website
or an Android phone. I don't think you could do it from the website yet, my man. Remember they launched it only to the hard drive to their little box. Now, I haven't checked in with Stadia in a very long time since launch, because who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. Want to play on your Stadia on your TV? Bring your games with Stadia Premier Edition for $129. So it does not look like it. You can download to the Google Play or the App Store. It doesn't say anything about the computer. So, there you go. Half-Life. Guys, Half-Life is in the news. You remember? You know how they made this VR game called Half-Life Alyx?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first mod has come out to let you play the game without VR.
Nice.
Uh-huh. I watched the trailer. It's very clunky. But it's like, I mean, it's been, a month since the game has come out, and they're already with the first mod. So I would say within 6 months, we have a very smooth-looking game without VR.
I kind of want to play the VR and get that experience, because it seemed like it was made for that reason.
I'd love to
experience that.
I'd love to experience that, too.
Ryan's been doing it.
I'm not paying $300 to $1,000 for a headset.
Yeah.
To do one game.
That's why we haven't seen Ryan. He's playing Half-Life Alyx right now as we speak.
Is he?
Yeah, because when we know he's not doing D&D.
That's true.
Unless it's online.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
No, the game looks dope as shit, man. It looks really cool, but I don't know, man. That's a big ask to get in on that.
Yeah.
I wish Valve would have treated their system kind of like a console launch where they got all these VR games together, you know, 5 to 10, launched it with the system, and, you know, make sure you had at least 2 or 3 AAA titles in there.
Yeah.
And that would have kind of pushed me more to buy it than just one AAA game and then charging $1,000 for the system. I'm out at that point. And I know that Ryan has said multiple times that you could do it with the what's it called?
The Vive?
The Vive. No, not the Vive. Yeah, I guess it would be the Vive, right?
Yeah, or the Palmer Lucky one.
Yeah, the Oculus. Oculus Rift. I guess you could do it with those. But if you're really talking about a AAA title, why wouldn't you want the best? The best optics, the best controllers, the best everything, which Valve supposedly created. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's too much to ask to do that for me. I'd rather spend $1,000 on a 2080 Ti than a VR headset. Because you're going to need a 2080 Ti anyways to run the goddamn thing.
Right.
All right, Nintendo is back in the news because nationwide, the Switch is sold out because everybody was going to be indoors. So that's one thing that everyone raced out to get.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, listen, we know it's sold out. We swear more are on the way. And I think I saw that Costco just got a shipment in. So if you're looking, check your local Costco. I'm sure they're making it across the country as we speak. But I have seen online people saying, oh my God, I wish I could play Animal Crossing, but everywhere sold out of Switches. So keep an eye out. They're coming to a store near you.
It is the perfect quarantine game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Nintendo being Nintendo as far as like their production goes. They're always hard to get systems just because they like to keep demand high to keep people interested in their system.
Classic ass, I guess. We'll answer this now. When's the last time you play Sea of Thieves? The next big update, you will be able to revive teammates, then wait to go to the ghost ship, but still not. I don't know what that last sentence meant.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't played in a while. They got really that I didn't like the game.
Kev was a big fan of it. We had to walk away because he was so dedicated to it. Like, he just made it so annoying.
I was playing it 24/7. I got in the troubles. We, you know.
He was too thirsty to play. He's kind of like Jer trying to get us to watch Dave. He's just too thirsty.
Ouch. That was, oh, poor Jer. Oh.
Never again will I ever suggest another show to this man.
He's too thirsty. You want it too bad.
No, I just want you to experience a good show. You know, you talked about Schitt's Creek for like 3 or 4 weeks in a row and how everyone has to watch it. It's great.
And it took you like 6 months to watch it.
Incorrect. It took me exactly 4.5 weeks after you told me to watch it.
Exact, precisely.
Okay, so in 2.5 weeks, I'll start watching Dave.
You could be better than me, Doug, okay? Strive for better.
I ain't got time for that.
Look, even Ed's in the chat, like saying it's good.
I had to text him.
I am aware that it's good. It's not that I have any doubt about it. It's the fact that I'm watching other things right now,
which aren't as good. Just saying.
Y'all know.
You don't know, dude. Have you watched Ozark? That shit crazy.
Have I ever sat down to watch a full episode? No.
I'm about to start watching.
I just casually walked by while Ashley was watching it? Yes. So there's your answer.
Season 3 just dropped. I'm just binging the fuck out of it. That's another thing. The season's not over yet. There'll be a show that I'll probably watch when the season's over. So I can just binge the fuck out of it.
I'm starting it.
Wait, right now?
What, Dave, right now?
You're watching Dave right now?
No, Ozark.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, Ozark is out. It's on Netflix. The season's, you know what I mean? That's not over. I mean, it's out. It just exists, all of it. So I can binge it. I can't do that with Dave. I don't want to get, like, through 5 episodes and then have to fucking wait a week. Like, a pleb. I'm already doing that with Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and I hate it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so listen. Y'all are going to think this is fucking insane. The Witcher 3 sold nearly as well in 2019 as it did in its launch year of 2015. The game...
Because of the fucking show.
The series will do that, yeah.
So in 2015, it sold approximately 9.5 million copies. Last year, in 2019, because of the show, it sold another 7 million copies.
That's insane.
Hey, man. Toss a coin to your Witcher. Toss a coin to your Witcher.
It's so good.
Kev, finish it.
Wait, the show or the series? Because I'm behind
the show. Okay. The show, man. The show was so fucking good. And it made me read the books. And those are very good,
too. I may have to restart the first episode. Because it's been so long since I did that. I might just restart the whole show.
You probably should. It's so good.
All right, lastly, Amazon has an... Amazon created a game studio. And my guess is that it can mine your data. I have no idea why they would create a gaming studio. It's probably just to do the whole Google thing and just to get info from you and to pry on your privacy. But they're making an MMO, and it got delayed. It's called New World. I mean, it looks kind of dope, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't trust Amazon. They already look at what I'm watching on Twitch. They already are inside my home with what I buy. Do I want them inside my computer playing video games and looking at me through my webcam?
Well, Jeff Bezos is a character in it.
he's the final boss.
Oh, and he wins every time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He's Smog.
All right, guys, that does it for this week. I hope that you all stick around for the after show where you can ask us any silly questions that you want. If you don't want to do that, then that's fine, too. We'll just, there won't be an after show. But I hope that everybody is staying cool and calm and having a good time during this whole stay-at-home party. I know that I'm going a little crazy with my kid. Please, someone save me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, though, you made that dope-ass gonk droid, which, by the way, when I said, will you make me one? I'm not kidding. I will fucking pay you to build me one. Because here's my caveat. Mm-hmm. Like, I want it to be a working trash can also. Because I'm just thinking, like right here by my door, how sick would a little gonk droid trash can be? And every time you put trash in them, now here's a mod I'm asking for. Hear me out. You put trash in, it's got like one of those flippable lids, you know, like this. And when it feels something go through, it goes junk.
I mean, that can easily be done with just a sensor.
Mm-hmm. Right, a sensor that displays the sound. And it's not gonk, it's junk. Because it's a trash can.
I'll look into it. I'll see what I can do.
Jerry, get your side hustle on.
Yeah, and get your kid and like paint it in like the Boba Fett like kind of like look to it, you know, and have your kid weather it and stuff since he's real good at that shit. Man, you to fucking sell these things and make a killing. You should make like 30 of them and buy a booth at a convention.
That'd be a dope idea.
You'd sell out on Friday.
Yeah, you would sell out on Friday. No shit. But that's where you charge like $150 for one.
Yeah, they I mean, dude, it was such a blast to make. It was really cool. I did not expect it to come out looking so so amazing.
It looks great.
It was and it was all him. He goes he's like, "Hey Dad, I really want to make this. We have the buckets for it." He goes, I saw that, you know, in the behind the scenes of the first movie that's all they did." And I said, "Okay, well, let's take a look at it." And he's been trying his weathering techniques on his lightsabers and some other stuff that he's done. And so I said, okay, I'll do the hard construction on it, and I'll, you know, put it together and stuff, and you do all the weathering and all your, you know, all your stuff, and I'll help you glue it all together and all that. And he goes, okay, cool. And we put it together in 2 days, and that's that. I'm sure that the process would get a lot faster if we actually made a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, man. No, like, seriously, I mean, you just make a ton of them and just sell them at a convention. And again, if you do like the trash can idea, like that would be like the, you can buy the normal plain one that doesn't do anything, but you can also have a trash one that talks to you. But
that'd be cool.
Ed says it should talk like PN, which that would just annoy me personally.
Thank you for giving me your trash.
Ooh, thank you so much for that delicious trash.
You know what? Actually, I'm not against it.
Yeah. Ooh, put that in me. Oh my god. So recent episode of Saga where they put the toast in the toaster PN, and he goes, ooh. And Chubbs is like, hey, well, don't make this weird. It's like, you made it weird.
So good.
So yeah, it was a fun project. We even had, because Ashley has the Cricut machine, and so Colin was like, can we put the logo on the side of it? And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. And he was originally going to do like a Astromech Industries or something like that, where they actually get made, but he wanted it more or less to reflect Batuu. So it says Droid Factory on the side, and it has the logo.
I was wondering what it said, because it's like awesome. in their alphabet, whatever you call it.
The what is it?
Bocce?
Yeah, is that it? Or is it Abish? I don't know what the fuck it is. But yeah, and I was like, all right, cool. And that stencil actually made it in like 2 seconds on the Cricut machine, and away we went. So. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Anyways, that's the show. If you want to see pictures of it, it's on Twitter. 8-Bit retweeted it, so you can see photos of it.
And it's also on the 8-Bit Geek Instagram.
Yeah, yes, it is. Until next week, everybody stay safe again. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, no hugs, and all that bullshit.